All right, let's go to John. I believe he was at the Gilbert and Strom Thurmond game. What's going on, John?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, man. Doing well.
Actually, I didn't make the game. This is the first game I've missed in quite a while. I was at a prior engagement. And I came out to the car and realized that they were still undefeated after beating a very strong Strom Thurmond team from all the stats that I'd read up on. And I just want to get your guys' take on the game, if you had actually heard how that turned out quarter by quarter, or just maybe some of the highlights. And then also I wanted to ask if you guys thought that this Gilbert team with Leapart is going to continue to be good, or if there's going to be a flash in the pan season, being as Cortez Cook is the catalyst for all their offense and he is a senior.
Well, we're looking forward to talking with Chad Leapart here, and hopefully within at least half hour or so.
Yeah,
he's
going to
call in. But, yeah, I mean, too, I know Cook had – I don't know his exact yardage, Jim, but I know he had a 49-yard run, 42-yard run, and a lot of other runs where folks could not tackle him. The opposing team could not tackle him. I know Strickland found Manning for a TD as well, and Strickland, you know, doing what he needs to do at the QB position, too.
He's a freshman.
Yeah, imagine that. And I know Strom Thurmond, they dropped a 70. It was like a 70-yard TD, wide open all along. The guy drops it and fumbles. I think he caught it and he fumbled it or something like that, and that was not good for them.
It wasn't going to be their night, I guess.
Yeah, I think Gilbert's going to be fine. You got a good coach. Chad did a great job over at Swansea when he was over there and turned that program around and brought him back to some good days. And he'll do the same thing at Gilbert. I think that – having Catrez Cook on the team this year is kind of a blessing, because he's got a weapon he can use while he's building his team. You know, this year is kind of a building year for him. It's his first year there, seeing what he's got. He's got some young players playing. Granted, they won't have Catrez Cook next year. That will be an impact on that football team. But I still think that you're going to see an improved Gilbert team next year because of the type of coach that you've got, coaching staff that he's put together, and what he's able to do with that program.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. I sure hope they make some noise in the playoffs.
It'll be nice. It's going to be tough. Lower State 3A's got a couple of giants down there with Dillon and Bluffton. And so it'll be a competitive playoffs. And you know, actually the region is still, you know, they still got to play Brooklyn Casey, I think, at Brooklyn Casey, and that'll be that'll be an interesting game. I don't know that Brooklyn Casey's going to fare any better at stopping Gilbert's offense, but Brooklyn Casey does have kind of a prolific offense themselves and live by the big play, and they've got some good kids on that team. That should end up being a good game, and I think – if Brooklyn Casey plays like they should the rest of the year, then that Gilbert-Brooklyn Casey game should be for the region championship.
Yeah. The stats I was seeing on Brooklyn Casey, they might have been skewed or wrong, but the points they're putting up in the first quarter, that almost seemed like it couldn't be right. It was almost 30 points.
Their last 2 weeks, they didn't even play their starters past this. Well, the 2 weeks ago, they didn't play their starters past the first half, and then in the Pelion game, I think they pulled them all out in the first quarter. Mm. So
it was like 42-0 or something.
Yeah,
it was bad.
They didn't play their starters hadn't played. They were off last week or this week. Their starters hadn't played really past the first quarter in 4 weeks.
Well, I look forward to the end of the season, and I'm definitely going to do my best to be at that Brooklyn Casey game, cheering on the Indians.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. I'll be there that one too.
Thank you, guys.
All right, appreciate the call there.